Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Graybar Sports Overline right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. We are broadcasting from the MAC. You can probably hear all the ambient noise behind us. It's a loud group of people here for the Jack Buck Awards, which we will broadcast live starting at 8 o'clock. We are very honored to welcome on to the show right now. He is the athletics director at the University of Missouri. He is Laird Veach. Laird, appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you?
Yeah, great. I'm having a good time this evening. A lot of Mizzou folks in the crowd. It's a fun evening. My first time to be at this event, so excited to see it.
And you see what's going on in both Kansas City and St. Louis, two metro areas. It's really a benefit because two great sports communities on each side of Columbia.
Yeah, absolutely. I find myself just half of my week every week is one or the other. I'm back and forth in St. Louis and Kansas City a bunch, even more here in St. Louis. So it's fun to see.
Have you been able to catch your breath? You're still relatively new on the job at Mizzou in your current job. You've got history with the athletic department, but in your current position at Mizzou, still relatively early on in your tenure.
Yeah, really just started back this summer. So it's been great to be back because, we were talking earlier. I was here many years ago, but I don't know if I've quite caught my breath yet, but we're working on it. It has been a whirlwind, but, as crazy as college athletics is right now and all the change and things we're dealing with, it's fun to be at Mizzou. There's so many positive things happening. The momentum is very real and obvious. And so it's a lot of fun to be in a place where people are excited, a lot of positivity, and just, a lot of support. It's been fun.
I had SLU AD Chris May on earlier on the program, and we really only talked about name, image, likeness, and the new era of college athletics we live in. How much more challenging is it right now working in college athletics where on a day-by-day basis things are changing and then there's going to be a huge change coming up right around the corner as well?
Yeah, it is really challenging. What's hard about it to me, personally what I struggle with is you're focusing so much time and energy and thought on managing the change, navigating where we're headed, how we're going to position ourselves, doing the right things to position ourselves as a department to be successful in this new era. And what you find yourself is just not being able to do the fundamentals as much as you want, just to be with people. We're really trying to focus on being in St. Louis and calling on our folks and meeting with corporate partners and meeting with donors and doing all those things. But so much of it, you have to be there with your people trying to figure all this out. So it's challenging, but at the same time, it's also kind of exciting because we get to be part of sort of charting the course for the next evolution of college athletics in so many ways. And to be at a Mizzou to do that is pretty awesome, because we do have the platform, we have the people, we have, you know, the resources and commitment from our leadership. There's so many positive things that at least we're in a position to navigate it, where so many are struggling to do that.
Do you have to choose, I don't know if this is going to make sense, but do you have to choose kind of what to go all in on? Like, collectives, NIL collectives have been such a big deal. We don't know what those are really going to look like once the next legal stuff goes into effect. So there's going to be schools that have put so many resources into that, and then all of a sudden you're going to be pulling out of that and putting that in other places. That's got to be one of the challenging parts of this, about what's happening that's actually going to be sustainable.
Yeah, absolutely. But actually at Mizzou, because we're in the state of Missouri with our state law and with the structure that was put together here to sort of navigate NIL, what we have created here well before my time, but it is more of what it's headed for next. So we've got this sort of advantage of our structures in place in many ways of what it's going to look like in the next model. So you're right, it is really challenging in a lot of places, but that's one of our advantages. For us, we've got to continue to focus on how do we be more efficient and effective at how we operate on a daily basis, think about how we're investing our resources, but also grow our revenues. And it sounds so like, you know, AD speak to be out there saying, hey, we got to grow revenues, right? But we really have to be competitive. I mean, that is like the front line of competition now, is what you're willing to invest in your programs, right? You know, we have this like moniker where they're trying to really build of a will to win at Mizzou at a level and a commitment to that we've maybe never had before, to see the kind of experiences like Final Fours and national championships and SEC championships, college football playoffs, those kind of things. But we've got to be willing to invest at a level that we've never invested in before and able to realize that. And it's more so than it's ever been. It's just like right there in front of you. What you invest is what you're going to realize out of it in terms of a, you know, competitive. Now you have to have the right coaches. You have to have the right, you know, the right players and do all those things along with that. But in a lot of ways, I feel like we have that right now in Mizzou. We've got really good coaches, really good staff. A lot of commitment. Now we got to invest in that to realize the benefits.
And they're tough to sell. Tickets prices are going up. That was announced somewhat recently. I know you guys don't make decisions like that lightly, but it's all part of what college athletics is right now. And I would think most, not all, but most Mizzou fans are understanding of their part of the ultimate goal of winning at the highest level.
Yeah, you know, I've been super encouraged by the response we've been getting from the Mizzou fan base about that. You know, typically, you know, when you increase ticket prices, particularly when you increase them as significantly as we have and go through this kind of restructure, you get a lot of pushback. And, you know, certainly there's questions and there's challenges. There's some people that just aren't in a position to do what we're asked, so we're going to find other opportunities for them. But the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and just recognizing that it's a necessity, right? We've got to do this to be competitive, and we are committed to doing what it takes to win. So I've been really, really thankful and appreciative of the fan base and just their understanding of where we're at, their recognition of what's happening, and I think it's reflective of their desire to win at the highest level, right? They people want to win, and they're willing to, you know, step up and be a part of the solution to get there.
We're talking with Mizzou Athletics Director Laird Veach. Another really good year for Missouri football, and it feels like under Coach Drink, like this is one of the golden eras of Mizzou football, and it's a great spot to be in where you can have the kind of season that you had, and fans are still wanting more because that means expectations have been raised.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly what you want. While it can be kind of disappointing and frustrating sometimes and not quite, you know, have the level of joy and excitement of getting a 93 season can have, at the same time, that's exactly where you want to be, right? In order to achieve the kind of things that we want to, we need this to be like just, you know, the baseline normal, and then we're going to, you know, get to that next level and keep climbing the mountain, so to speak. So it is fun to be at a place where we're on the rise and we are doing the right things to, you know, to where this is the nine wins is kind of the expectation, right? And then get to 10 wins is the expectation, and 11, find a way to get into that college football playoff and find a way to, you know, to take that next step to really win in the whole thing.
What type of discussions are being had among you and your peers about football scheduling? Because Alabama made some comments, and really they didn't make sense to me because it wasn't about their non-conference scheduling that kept them out of the college football playoff. Is there pressure, and others talk about maybe adding the one more conference game? We'll see if the SEC does that at some point or not. But as we are in this college football playoff era, what kind of conversations are being had about the way that SEC schools should be scheduling non-conference?
You know, I think we're really at a point where, you know, this is obviously the first year of the 12-team playoff, and where we're all having to kind of watch this as we go and learn from it and be willing to adjust. So I do think there will continue to be evolution to the playoff model, to scheduling models, and we're going to have to do things that make it motivational for teams to play other big brands, right? Because if that's what TV wants, if that's what fans want, we have to have a structure that reflects that, right? That makes that motivational and rewarding to teams that do it. So I think we're going to have to see adjustments as we go forward here. But that's, you know, that's something I see more in, you know, over the next year as we go, we process how this went, we look at the next season, process how that went, and really start thinking about what it looks like after that. We're obviously going to have to adjust.
After the NFL, SEC football is probably the most powerful TV package that's out there right now. The TV numbers for the year just came out, and ESPN, ABC was all over it. How much can those TV partners impact some of these decisions?
Yeah, significantly, and they need to, right? I mean, that we are partners, and obviously there is a financial incentive for that. But it's also, I mean, so much of what the benefit that we bring to our institutions, to our states, in terms of, you know, brand awareness and exposure for the university, for the state of Missouri, is tied into those television contracts, right? I mean, that's how we are broadcast out, literally out to the nation. So it's a really important relationship, and it's mutually beneficial beyond just the financial piece. So they have to be a huge partner.
Just a couple more moments with Mizzou Athletics Director Laird Veach. Mizzou basketball just had an incredible moment in that win against Kansas. That took everybody back to, you know, Norm versus Roy and things like that. I mean, that's what college basketball and college athletics is supposed to be.
Yeah, well, and as you know, yeah, being a guy that spent about 8.5-9 years here at Mizzou before, and a guy that actually grew up in Manhattan, Kansas, mm-hmm. and, you know, played at Kansas State, there is literally nothing short of, like, my wedding day and my children being born. There's nothing more satisfying than beating those guys. So it was an incredible moment. I enjoyed it just as much as all of our fans, and it is incredibly impactful to what it can do to sort of launch a season. And so it's going to be fun to watch, see what happens from here, kind of building on that.
And it's promising for Coach. There was no doubt that Coach Gates is a really, really good coach. He had that great first year, and then just kind of the organic way things happen in college basketball. Last year, the program takes a step back. It's a really good sign to see what the program's doing right now in its third season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously from a talent level, it's encouraging, but just watching him and how he managed that game and the adjustments he made, the way he managed his roster, and even down to the way he managed those last few moments of the game and calling a timeout, giving the KU team time to kind of make sure they're safe getting off the court. All that sort of, you know, awareness and thoughtfulness was really impressive to me as I watched him operate. I've been super impressive with how he holds himself, how he manages things behind the scenes. So I'm really encouraged that, you know, that's another program that's in a really good spot and in really good hands.
Really appreciate you taking some time. Great to know you a little bit.
Yeah, you too. Enjoyed it. Take care. M-I-Z.
Very good. That is Laird Veach. We'll take a break and have more coming up in just a moment. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.